Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to High Praise Cathedral of Faith located in Inkster, Michigan, where Pastor Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton are of High Praise Cathedral of Faith. You will hear on today. We thank the Lord for all of you tuning in right here on the Angels of Melody with your host Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for all his many blessings, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. And we just thank God for all of you listening in. We want to give a shout out to all of Africa, to all of the USA, every city and state, to all of Malaysia, to all of the UK and Italy and Hong Kong, China, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all the Caribbeans, Jamaica, Croatia, Serbia, Switzerland, also in Russia today. We want to say God bless in Brazil, Mexico, everywhere around the world that is listening right now under the sound of my voice. We want to say happy Sunday. We just thank God for his many, many blessings. So we just thank the Lord right now. We're going to take you into the sanctuary of a great, powerful service on today. Also, you will hear our brother, he's still here in Detroit, Michigan with us, Pastor Levi Fletcher of New Jersey and Ghana. We thank God for him. You will be hearing him singing on today as well. And then Bishop Clarence Hatton will bring you the word of God. So right now we have Prophetess Joyce Hatton is speaking over the offering, and they're going to be praying and singing. And then you're going to hear a great and powerful a message on today and service. So once again, we want to say happy Sunday, and we pray that today that you will be blessed by this great service, and also whatever you're praying and believing God for, that he will do it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to take you into the sanctuary right now.
That is a good thing. Amen. Prepare yourself for the power of giving. I see God doing some things that you don't have to touch. Some things you don't even have to address. God will just start working for you because you believe in God for change. Some things you don't even have to address. You just have to believe God for it. You don't even have to happen. It'll happen for you. We got to get going on here. And we want to thank God for Mother Lord. She's coming to say it too. And she's going through surgery this week. And let's thank God for her. And God for her. She said to me, I've never heard such a thing in my life. She said, I think it cut my shoulder to the bone. And I didn't have to have any kind of, you know, that real strong medicine they give you afterwards for healing. She said, I didn't need that. I have never heard of such a thing in my life. This woman got a miracle this week. This woman got a miracle. Let's give God praise. I have never heard of it in my life. Amen. So God bless her. She's a strong woman. Amen. I want to be strong and stay as strong and be as strong as Mother Ford, and I'll be all right. Take the bull out of it. Whatever we got to do, and we can handle that. All right, you ready?
And he says, are you ready for the surgery? I said, yes, I am. I said, my daddy, I had a call from him. Looked around. I said, my daddy. Oh, that is all right.
And they didn't know who that was, but they just don't know God. But some of us know he's our daddy. He's just father, and he'll take care of them. If you're ready and all hearts are clear, your giving and your mannerism toward God is right, stand on your feet. You have to love God. This is one of those times if you don't love God, amen, it's a struggle. It's a struggle because money can become a God. That's why the Bible says we can't love it. You can't love money. The love of money is the root of all evil. So you can't love money. We appreciate being able to use it because it's a means of getting what we need. But you can't be in love with it. Because if you do, it will overtake you, and it will mess up the spirit that you need to be able to activate. Ladies and gentlemen, you're coming. You're standing now, and you're ready to give. Everybody's standing with your gift in your hand. We're tithers here, and we are givers. Amen. We are planters. We are sowers. We are reapers. We believe that the Lord, once we planted it, God would be the one, amen, that would touch it and multiply it in Jesus' name. While I'm standing, while you're standing on your feet, standing, everybody should be standing, amen, because even if it's not your time to tithe, because if you receive an increase weekly, then God deserves an increase weekly. But some of us only receive our gifts or blessed with finances once a month. But still, you've got to be a giver. I'm gonna ask you that everyone with a godly spirit, everyone that will submit to the mind of God, everyone that's not in rebellion, even teach your children, the babies, that when it's offering time, you do what's right. All right? God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, just hold it up. Hold it in your hands. Father, we adore you. And we magnify you. There is none like you. We ask that would you take the gift of your people. It's in their hands. And that we love you. And we're not giving because some man made us do it. We're not doing this for a show. Or for someone else to know that we're giving. But God, when we give, God, because of our love for you. We love your church that you died for. You rose for us. Hallelujah. And you shed all your blood for us. And Lord God, we ask that you pay it all red. Everything we have, everything we do, pay it red with your blood. Let nothing be seen but your blood today. As we come, Lord God, it's not by show, not by anything, but means of love. And we give it in Jesus' name. Because we love you. Let's do this real quick. And Bishop is coming to us on the road as we give in the name of the Lord. Amen. All right, all ready? The Bishop is here, right? Thank you.
Right.
tonight are Christians. You don't pray with a prayer. You even set for free. You keep them free, you sleep them free, you wake them free. And you see them, you see God's grace. You wake them with a good house. You wake them with a good house. You have, do you know why I taught this? I'm going to do this song. And there are some people, no amount of your Christ can change God's mind. And there are some people God can even watch that have an accident because we are less than praise God. There are some people God can watch them have heart failures because their hearts are not yielded to God. Glory to God. But you can serve God and still have that answer in you. You can worship God and still have that jubilee. You can come to church and still be the same. There's got to be more than this. I'm going to say that there's got to be more. I believe that we are coming to a place in God's presence that we will not hide God, and that we will feel our reverence, that there will be a place that most of you will not even want to go back home. We are coming to a place in God that before the priest should hide or prior to the high priest, you already caught the revelation of the word. So if you don't want to struggle, but it comes from the Lord. Do I know what I'm going to do that? I bring you greetings from Africa. West Africa, the best come from the West. That's all we are. I feel it's reason. Oh my God. I bless God so much for this opportunity. I'm going to do this one song, and then I'll turn over this microphone. You can be in your seat. And I bring you greetings from my church in Ghana, Kingdom Liberty International Chapel. And we believe in raising kingdom citizens in my church. We are not just Ghanaians and Africans, but we are kingdom beings. Kingdom beings. And we are also called heaven beings. Glory to God. So from today, when somebody asks you, you're not American, you are a Kingdomian or a Heavenian. I bless God. I'm going to do this song. I bless God for Evangelist Toner and for this opportunity. She has been a great blessing and touches lives all over. The people of God are kind of witness. I can't wait for the day that bishops and prophets will step in the land of God. And I bless God for Taylor. She's doing an amazing work. She's been taking care of all the artists. She's a great manager. I think we got to talk to the person who people who can do. She's doing a very great job. Amen. Driving us all over and doing all that. Your service will never be the same. Hallelujah. God bless you. Can you please sing me that song? Say after me, I am tired of the set of school. There's got to be more. Everybody there. Hallelujah. Sing to God of wonders, breaking miracles through me. Dance with tears and eyes, so prophetically. I'm
working inside of me. Oh,
do you say the sun is bright?
dear sweet in the name of Jesus. As they walk in towards the light, everyone sees the power of His presence and His glory. To see Him face to face and shine on a shadow's form.
There's so much more.
ladies and gentlemen, out of the fountain or out of the mind or out of the inward parts of a man that has gone through, weathered a storm, I've done things all over the world for God, created a creative mind, created voice. There's so much more inside of him. We call him the preacher's man, the teacher's man, the praying man, the concerned pastor, our bishop, preacher, about POV. Receive this by saying amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our bishop.
You said if you could lift it up, you draw all the aliens of you.
Yes.
Thank you for life, the portion of help and strength. We thank you for everyone who are present for the day. Let your words saturate their heart, your spirit. They may have a greater relationship with you. And shall I finish? And you say, well done.
Yep.
To each of us, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yes, you see.
Dr. Brother.
Is it Nigeria? So we want to have our international prayer this time. And we have it too. This is our custom here. At High Praise, we've adopted that as a part of our morning worship. Would everyone give reverence to our international prayer at this time?
Dr. Petrus, that song was such a blessing. Oh, it was a blessing. I'm still feeling, you made the Holy Ghost just move. Yes. Now, everybody, we're going to listen. Open up to heaven and ask the Lord to bless the nation. Hallelujah. Almighty God, the one whose throne is from everlasting to everlasting, be exalted over the nations, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Exalt over the atmosphere, Lord. We thank you for the flow of your grace, Heavenly Father, of grace upon the nation, Lord. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, let your ears be attentive to the prayers of your people, Lord. Your servants who desire to fear your name, Lord. Your word says that righteousness exalts a nation, Lord, but sin is a reproach. Let some of us, Heavenly Father, and reproach and sorrow and pains and poverty, O Lord. Hear us, Lord, and help us to all the cry, Heavenly Father, Lord. We're calling upon you, Almighty God, to help all the nations, Lord, and bring divine healing upon it, Lord. Put your fear in the hearts of our leaders, Lord, and turn all these people around, Lord. We know that no nation that despises God shall stand, and no nation that returns to God shall be despised. We are ready, Almighty God, to raise your leaders. We're calling integrity and command to bring that victory in our government, Lord. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father, Lord. Every spirit of addiction, Lord, upon the nation, Heavenly Father, that's attacking your children, Lord. We count it on the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, Lord. Every demonic spirit, Lord, that rises up against the destiny of your children, Lord, against the blood, Heavenly Father, Lord. We command help in heaven, Heavenly Father. Take one of those fighters, Lord. We take your heart across the Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We lift you up. And give you all the praise, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are worthy, Lord. We know that you cannot do it on our own, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed and praise. Turn with me now to a portion of passage of Scripture that is found, I believe it's in Psalms. May be seated. Psalms 19. It says in the 14th, Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth, everybody say my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. I want to talk this morning from the power of words. And the greatest words that ever flowed in the atmosphere was the words of God. And those words have brought us from one point, from one phase of life to another, every time we give our attention to His Word. I have often heard this passage flow from the lips of many in the body of Christ or in the kingdom of God. But I often wonder, did you ever give analogy to what you were saying? Did you analyze what you were saying? Very heavy words. Let the words of my mouth. Is there any credibility of the words that flow from your mouth? Can God truly accept the words that flow from your mouth since the last time we met? Life in the kingdom is very serious. It indicates that there's been a transformation in one's life. And that the words that you use now should be words that pleases God. We find ourselves being challenged in life's journey, and we choose words that are not adequate. And I'm not talking from the chronic statements that we make. I'm talking about just everyday life. Did you know that the world that we experience was framed simply by words? When you use words, you have to be careful because some words are defined as positive. Somebody say amen. But then some words are defined as negative. And you don't want to be found negative when it comes to words that flow from your mouth. What it does, it breaks, to some extent, the relationship that we're trying to build with God. Be careful what you say. Look at your neighbor and say, be careful what you say. The reason why many people don't succeed is because they use too many negative words. Everything that we see and exist today exists because of the positive words of our Lord. Amen? If you look at Genesis chapter 1, there are several places you'll find eight things that happen after the words. that God used. In Genesis 1 and 3, the Bible said, and God said, I don't have time to talk about everything he said, but I'm attempting to show you that what you say has power. Everything that is mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 is related to nothing but positiveness. And he received everything he said from the positive standpoint. And God said, let there be light. And God said the second time in verse 6, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together. And let the dry land appear. Verse 11 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Verse 14 said, and God said, let there be light. Verse 20, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Then verse 24 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. But the grand finale is when God said, let us make man. It is a proven fact, as you read Genesis 1, that everything that followed God's word was manifest. Yes. Everything that God said out of his mouth was manifest. So that's why I'm saying to you, be careful what you say. Because words are power. And everything you say out of your mouth, whether it's positive or negative, it will be manifest. If you say you can't, it's very possible that you won't. But at the same time, if you say, I can do, or I can, it's very possible you will do it. And so, the words that I speak to you today are defined as the gospel. The gospel is the unchallenged story of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel in its effect. The gospel, the words that flow as a result of the word of God. And God handpicks or chooses a vessel to speak that word. We are now giving attention to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The gospel, according to Mark 16 and 14 and Acts 2 and 36, is divine in its source. It is gracious in its bestowment. It is personal in its message. It is life-giving at its beginning. It is saving in its work. The gospel is full in its blessing, powerful in its might, practical in its outworking. Last but not least, it's glorious in its consummation. It is all compiled together and identified as God's Word. Everybody say God's Word. That tells me to tell you that there are many, many benefits of the Word of God. God identifies the power of his word. And so David, in his utterance, realizing the power of words, he then asked God to accommodate or to sanction or to authorize his word. So he said, let the words of my mouth, I'm going to keep my word so that whenever I say, God will sanction it. When you say it, every word that flows from your mouth should be words that express your spirit at the time you say it. When you say, I love God, God has to see within your inner man that you're speaking from the depths of your heart and that you mean every word you say. And when God analyzes your word and see that you mean what he said, then he takes that same word and he applies it to your credit. I want God to credit everything I say. I don't want to sit in the house of the Lord and say things that discredit me while I'm here. I don't want to be named in the house of the Lord and have no credit at the end of my life. I would have looked for you to be in the house of the Lord and said, Lord, I love you. I told you I loved you. And you will say, I don't know that to be a fact because your words were not validated from your heart. You just said it. It's just like someone saying, I love you, but yet do everything but show they love you. It breaks the relationship. You will agree with me for someone to tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and never accommodate what they say with their actions. It breaks your concentration. You have a problem with this in an hour because they never proved or showed you that they love you. God has already proven to us. Now it's our turn. Look at somebody say it's our turn. God has already, through his word, proven that he loved us. Show me, Bishop. The golden text of the Bible proves God's love to us. He didn't just write it down on it and do nothing about it. Watch this. For God so loved the world. Okay, okay. You love me. You love me. What are you going to do about it? I love the world. I love the world. What are you going to do about it? Prove it. Prove that you love it. God so loved the world. The other side of that is that he gave it. Everybody said gave it. He did something to prove it. We can say to love God all we want to, but if we don't stand on what we say, then God cannot receive the definite proof of your love until you do something. So we have to give. Now, I don't want you to think I'm trying to talk about money. Because if you live like money, I'll run you over. You don't have to worry about money if you just live by the river of the Lord. He said these blessings will overtake you. I never worry about money because I believe God has sustained me ever since I said yes to his will. When I needed a job, raising my family, I always made sure I had a job. Every time when I was full-time preaching and didn't have no money, my phone would ring. And somebody said, can you come to California? Can you come here? Can you come back? That's when I got down and needed more to sustain my family. When I walked into this place, that I remember holding 500 people when I first walked in here, and wasn't nobody here but me. And I had told two others that I was coming in here. I just believed God would supply all of my needs. Why do I believe that now? Why do I believe that? Because his word says so. The Bible says, my God shall supply all of my needs. Yea, fathers, lay, sisters, members, real estate members. We want to understand when we open our mouths that we are serious and sincere about what I say. I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't love the Lord, say, when I come to me, if you really mean you love the Lord, open up and say, I love you, Lord. Just let me, but if you don't say it, and I ain't going to look to see who said it. I just want to know if there's anybody, here love my Jesus. What does he mean? So that anything that's centered around him, he can count on you. Now, I'm going to stab somebody now, but you put your view on them. If you listen to you, can be faithful to the service of the Lord. If you listen, every time you're in the door, and you're not working, and you're available, that you ain't sitting down working, and I ain't in your house. But the Holy Ghost is there. Why are you doing anything to be in there where you're supposed to be? You just told God you love him. How do you love him? How do you stay in church?
Uh-oh.
I ain't preaching now. Okay, Bishop, give us the dark side of it. Let us go home. Let's forget about the money, son. If you love him, I'm going to say something. You can't tell that the person that he asked you. Your wife, you tell your wife, you love her. She said, well, really, for Christmas, can I have a little ring for my finger? And you said, well, if she said, if you say you love her, then she, and you say you want to ring your finger, you need to prove that at least by Christmas. Especially if you tell her, and she said you love her. If she tells you better than enough, but you don't know nothing. Let me get back to the gospel. Let me get back to the gospel. You know what I tell Mr. Lord? That I'll stay with the personal, connotations in my preaching. I'm going to stay with the word. If you look at your lips and name, if you love the Lord, then prove it. I just love you all on Sunday morning. But the rest of the week, I love myself. I love you, but the rest of the week, I'm serious. I'm too busy. I got all the things I have to do. Then there's a question in the mind of God, how much do you love him? Amen. I love the Lord so much until when we set programs and policies in this church, I abide and stand by every one of them. Someone said, well, you do it, you the pastor, you gotta come. I ain't got to do nothing. Don't y'all feel that I ain't got to show up because I'm the pastor. I can tell others to come do it. And I lay back and wait for Sunday. Because that's the day that y'all expect me to be here, so I got to be here that day. But serving the Lord is not just Sunday. Serving the Lord is 24/7. Why did he say the song, "Everything with Jesus is sweeter than the day before"? When you let Jesus out on Monday, you're too busy to do what you want to do on Tuesday. I got things to do with a scheduled meeting on Wednesday. All we love has something for you to do. And then when it comes to 7 o'clock, you may or may not come here. But yet, I remember saying the words, I love the Lord. And we just quote the passage of Scripture in Psalms. Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. Who are you talking to? Oh, no. My relationship is that he is my redeemer.
Yes, sir.
He is my strength. He is my way out of no way. He is ever present and ready to hear my cry. Why does God hear your cry? Is it because he loves you? That's why somebody sent him a pen the other day and wrote these words. Jesus loves me. I know. I got proof. I'm not just saying it, but I'm not a revelation. Follow the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Tells me so. If you got a revelation, you don't need nothing else. If God says he loves you, that's it. Somebody said, God said it. That tells it. If nobody else loves you, you can rest in the past, no matter what time it is. What time it is, God loves you. If you believe God loves you, wave your hands and say, yes, Lord. I'm giving you a prayer because I got 3 more minutes. Because you are just letting God and do a call. When you do a call, I pray and say, that's it, Lord. I love you, that's what it's wrong. They said she's a hoe at 2 o'clock. Let me tell you something. If you love the Lord like you say you love the Lord, and your heart was accepted by the Lord, then you don't care what time you have. I love the Lord so much, so much, but I'm not caring what time you have. I heard somebody say that was close to me. Said you fall to God. You tell him that you go home to God. If you don't want to go out of your church, anytime somebody will cut the box off, you can rest assured that they will not meet you. Well, I'm telling you, I'm using the truth of the Lord. Keep me ready. Are you out of the Lord?
The liar will perish in his misery.
I'm sorry.
Praise the Lord. But if you're not going to have a relationship with the Son, it's not a relationship with him. Come on. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Come on. Just come on. Let him out. Let him out. Yes. You want this relationship. You want this relationship. There's so many people that are living beneath their privileges that you need to know the Lord personally for yourself. Don't just come by the fire and get warm, but be an igniter of the fire. Come on. Join me. Join me. Why should you be blessed? Come on. Come on. Get up and come. Get up and come. You really love the Lord. Get up and come. If you really love God. Come on. Let him change your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. What is this for? This is your time. This is your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've done my part. I've done my part. I can't do no more what I've already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there another? I feel like there's two more persons sitting out there knowing that they need to come. Get up and come now.
There's a supernatural anointing in the room to bring deliverance to your household. And the Bible says that the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway, meaning that it will lead you and guide you where you need to go. So surrendering today, I want you to really surrender. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to surrender. One by one, name by name, there are special needs in this room. We ask that you touch your people. And God, your people are your people even before they come. Because you knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. You knew us before we got here today. So you knew we'd be here in this room today with our hands up. I'm saying, have your will. Jesus, will, mover, changer, transformer, whatever it is now, by your power. Do something that only you can do. You have a shit. We don't know. You have a listen.
I'll get you.
But it's actually, amen. Let me tell you what happens in a household. The man, the priest of the house, and he takes charge of those, and he knows what he wants now for his family. It's up to you. You want to be positioned, because every demonic force that could come, not only is it attacking and trying to get you to destroy your life, it's trying to destroy man. I've been doing a little bit about it. So you don't have nobody praying for you, and somebody praying for your house every day. So we make that decision, and all of you are all accountable for your church. Amen. But for you that want to do that, just simply follow those, whatever, so go see those twins over there, two of them. You can't hear them because of the devil. All right, she ain't going to get that guy today, the man of the Lord. Give God a praise. Amen. You just feel this question, son? You got a guy, the man of the Lord, you know, hang it off? That's the way, sir. Whatever you want. Let them know that's what you want. You need to wait. Hold on. Let him get in front. He said, I'm leading the way.
Going to the hospital. Shit, I said, I see your Gotta be more.